day, skiers and riders. This is Eric with your Whiteface Insider Snowcast, presented by Aaron's Mowers and Snowblowers. Today is Wednesday, March 26, 2025, and it is ski and ride day number 124 of the season. Mother Nature was busy yesterday delivering steady snowfall throughout the day, and while we didn't see huge snow totals, the fresh flakes kept things feeling soft, and with fewer tracks on the mountain, the trails stayed in great shape longer. Groomers worked it all in overnight, so expect smooth, refreshed corduroy to kick things off this morning. And season pass holders, don't forget to stop by the main ticketing counter to grab your exclusive 2025-26 poster and raffle tickets. The drawing happens Monday, so don't miss your chance. We anticipate opening with 8 lifts and 64 trails on frozen and loose granular conditions. Weather-wise, we'll see a mostly cloudy day with highs in the upper 20s to low 30s. Expect afternoon snow showers continuing into the night with a light west wind. Spring means events, and we've got a stacked schedule ahead. First up, the Apple Butter Open. Join us this Saturday, March 29th, for our annual Apple Butter Open, sponsored by Foran's Orchards. Skiers and riders of all abilities, ages, and sizes can enter this amateur competition. Best case, you walk away with some swag and the best apples around. Worst case, you still walk away with some of the best apples around. It's a win-win. Signups are now live on our website. Then it's time to swing into spring. Ski or ride from 2 to 5 p.m. for just $10. Need rentals or a quick lesson? Add them in for $10 each. This deal runs every Tuesday and Friday through April 4th, so don't miss out. Full details at whiteface.com/activities/swingintospring. And finally, pond skimming is back. Winter isn't letting go just yet, but that won't stop us from sending it across a pond in full costume. The pond skimming competition is set for April 5th, so start planning your outfit and perfecting your technique. Whether you skim, sink, or send it in style, it's a must-see event. Signups will open soon. And a friendly reminder that there is no beginner terrain off the gondola, summit, or lookout lift. Beginners should start their day at the Bear Den Lodge before heading to the main side via the notch to see what we have to offer. And know your zone. Give every skier and rider 15 feet of space on all sides, and if kids are present, go slower and give them even more room. Know that skiers and riders can turn suddenly, so stay in control and respect that 15-foot zone. Thank you for tuning in, and have a wonderful Wednesday. Drive safe, ski smart, and as always, I hope to see you on the slopes.